Welcome back to the Next Gen Advent Podcast, where we're making our way through Lifeway's God with Us teen devotional. And so today I have some special guests who are going to help us talk about how do you stay humble? What does this look like? And so I'm going to allow my special guests to introduce themselves to me. Go ahead. What is your name and grade?
Hi, my name is Sophia and I'm in second grade.
And my name is Mackenzie and I am in third grade.
All right. So we have Sophia and Mackenzie who are here with us today. And I want you guys to be thinking, what is something that you're really looking forward to for Christmas time?
I actually have a couple.
Oh, me too.
Like a few even. Mm-hmm. But making Christmas cookies.
That's a popular
and
one.
And getting presents.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's one of my faves.
And I just like spending time with my family.
Yep, that's also pretty fun. How about you, Mackenzie?
I like decorating the Christmas tree.
Ooh, me too. Now, we're recording this in early November. Is your Christmas tree already up or will you have... Oh, that's what I like to see. Yep. Does it go up after Thanksgiving or when do you guys put it up?
So we're leaving for Thanksgiving. We go up north for every year. So we're going to put it like 2 days before we
got
go
it.
Up.
Yep.
So then it just goes, because when we come home, it'll
yep.
already
then it's
be
like
December.
Alive. Yep. Yep. So it's like basically sleeping. It's like, yeah, it's good. It's good. I promote those boundaries. All right. And so what is one thing that you enjoy doing with people rather than doing on your own at Christmas?
Decorating the Christmas tree.
Okay. How about you, Mackenzie?
Eating candy canes.
It's like you're like, oh, it's just so much better with other people. I like that. One of the things we're always looking at this Advent is what are the things that when people do it with us, when God is with us, that just makes a big difference. And so I love hearing those answers. Sophia, when you imagine that God is with us, what does that feel like to you? Where do you imagine that he is?
Right next to me.
Right next to you. Yep. And how do you remember that he's with you?
Because sometimes when I feel alone, I remember a story in the Bible, and it helps me feel better.
Mm-hmm. So you remember like God's word and it tells you like, nope, you're not alone. He's right next to you. He's with you. Mm-hmm. Mackenzie, how about you? What do you imagine like how God is with you? How do you remember that he's with us? How does that make a difference for you?
Well, sometimes I read the story in the Bible and it involves God,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like sometimes he just has his hand right on my shoulder
mm-hmm.
when I'm reading a story.
Yeah, so he's like with you, and he's like by you, and he's like near you, and he's like reaching out, and he's connecting to you. I love it so much. The passage that we're looking at today for everyone is Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 56. Mackenzie's going to read for us a key verse that comes from that passage, and we're going to look at what this says. So go ahead, Mackenzie, and read us that verse.
Luke 1, 46 through 56. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in my God, my Savior."
Yep. And it has our key word for the year, magnify, in there. So I'm a big fan of that right there. And so let's look at this. What do you think it would have been like for you guys to be in Mary's shoes? Here she is, like the Lord shows up and she's like, you're going to have a baby. That would have been weird, right?
Yeah.
And so what do you think it would have been like to feel like her? What do you think?
Probably really stressing.
Yeah. That's a big task, right? To be like overwhelmed and figuring out what that is. Maybe even though it would have made her be like, oh my goodness, I'm so special. I'm so glad that the Lord picked me. I must be so wonderful, right? We don't see that at all from her. But it would have been understandable, right? To think that like, I've been chosen for this. It's kind of a big deal. Because Mary was chosen by God to deliver not just any baby, but the Christ child into the world. However, Mary's response was not to get a swollen ego. We know her heart because we can read it in her song that's here. This whole passage is her song and how she actually like responds in worship and magnifying the Lord. Mary's takeaway from her experience was the goodness of God. Rather than focusing on herself and her own special situation, she saw God's mighty goodness. She pointed out how holy God was for what he was doing to save that generation after generation. She pointed out that God had taken a nobody and made her a somebody. And the only thing Mary wanted to do was worship and rejoice in the God who saves. Thoughts, hearts, souls, and actions, she wanted to celebrate the greatness of God for bringing the Messiah into the world. Mary understood the significance of what had just happened. God would keep his promise, and the world would be saved through Israel. Everything God had promised Abraham would be fulfilled. Mary understood that God's choice was to bring salvation to the world through humble circumstances. Rather than sending his Savior into a white horse to destroy the enemies of Israel, God sent him as a baby. And rather than choosing a queen or an important figure to be able to bear this baby, it would be a young woman whose most important possession was her faith. God would use humble people to bring his mighty, saving love to the world. So I'd love to hear from you, ladies. Describe for me a few ways that Mary reacted to what God had done, and what are some ways that Mary described God?
She was tender-hearted.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I love that. Yep. What do you think, Sophia? Did she get angry at God, or did she accept that this is what God wanted for her?
She accepted.
That's exactly right, right? And so I think a lot of us have like things that the Lord asks us to do, and sometimes we have to try to figure out what our response is going to be. And here we see that Mary's heart was tender-hearted, right? And so instead of being like, what? I can't do this, or getting stressed like we talked about before, or being overwhelmed by it, she was like, okay, Lord, let me make much of you, right? I want to, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit will rejoice in God, my Savior, because he's looked with favor on the humble condition of his servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed, because the mighty one has done great things for me, and his name is holy. His mercy is from generation to generation on those who fear him. He has done a mighty deed with his arm. He has scattered the proud. Because of the thoughts of their hearts, he has toppled the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has satisfied the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering his mercy to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he spoke to our ancestors. And Mary stayed with her about 3 months, and then she returned home. This is the way she responds. That's what she says. And so when we look at some of the ways that she describes God, what does she say about him?
Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Holy.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? It's a couple more there. She's like, oh, you're mighty, right?
Mighty.
Mm-hmm. Yep. She's like, oh, people fear you. She kind of goes on and on. She's just like overflowing in all of these words that she uses to describe him. We see Mary's song. And how does Mary's song reveal God's plan since the beginning? What is she showing us about the plan? Did he just make this up all of a sudden?
No.
No, I like that altogether. No, he's had this plan for a long time, right? Like he's had this plan for what he's going to do with Jesus in order to bring him, in order to be able to restore Israel, as this passage talks about, and in order to be able to make his kingdom on earth. Have you guys ever written a song?
No.
I've tried a couple times, right? But I can never really make the whole thing come together. But I think that's one of the things I would love for you guys and our listeners to think about today is how could our hearts overflow to sing about how we see the Lord showing up with us in our stories, right? We're not Mary. We were not chosen for this job. That's a very special position that she has. But each of us have been chosen by God to be his child. And right now we have the opportunity to magnify him and by making a lot about his name, right? Our verse for the year is, magnify the Lord with me and exalt his name together. And so even in this Christmas season, how can we be doing that? And so I would love to hear from you guys. What is one thing that you have seen that God has done for you?
Gave us a family.
Gave us a family. Yep. How about you, Sophia?
Give us friends to play with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he's been giving you a community, right? He gives you family and friends and these people and these relationships that you can connect to, and they protect you and they provide for you and they love you. And that's really quite something very special, isn't it?
And also food and water.
Yep. And so like basic necessities, right? You're like, you also continue to give us those things too. And so we see, like, if you guys are going to write a song, that would probably be part of the song. Like, Lord, you're giving us these things, these people, these places, and you're creating a loving surrounding environment around us where we can grow and we can be nurtured and we can see who you are. Thank you for your power, right? Thank you for making that happen. Thank you for loving us in that way. And that's all very beautiful. And so I hope that our listeners at home today can just be thinking about what would your song sound like? What would you have to praise God about and to magnify his name and what you see him doing in your story? And so with that, I would just love for you guys to close us in prayer for today. And I hope that we all just continue throughout the day to think about, Lord, how can we magnify your name together?
Thank you, Lord, for all that you've blessed us with and just creating the Bible so we can look and reflect on what we should do. and just help us be thankful for all we have. Amen.
Amen. All right, can you end our podcast today with wishing our listeners a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
All right, a Merry Christmas indeed. We'll see you again here tomorrow.
A promise true in the stillness. Heaven's near. God with us, we shall.